Welcome to Porch Thoughts, where I think about things and stuff. And today I'm going to think about art, because there were some questions, and I had some thoughts. Ooh. Thoughts. Like gifts. Holiday gifts. You know, that makes me think about art and how it can be used as a gift. You can give away art. That's always a nice thing. To be able to give art away. I appreciate you too. You know, artists always have art. You know, sometimes we may not have money, but we have art. You know, you could tip somebody with art. It's a thing. That's a real thing. There was a couple questions, though, and I had some ideas about art and, like, what it means and what it can mean. I think art is like a practice, you know, more than anything. But I'll get back to that in a second. I wrote all these things down from a podcast I listened to about art. I thought it was pretty good, and at first I started to disagree with a lot of stuff, and then I was like, you know what? That makes sense, you know. It's good to hear other people's perspective in art, because it may not be your own at first, but then you might gain a new perspective from somebody else who does art. And, you know, that's kind of why the reason we all just tell stories and share art anyways is so we can inspire each other to do more of it. But I think that's kind of like the end point I want to talk about, is because I feel like that, you know, maybe there's like an end result to art. Like, what are we all trying to do in it? What are we all trying to do with it? You know, I think, like, some of us kind of know, and some of us don't want to know, and some of us like not knowing, and, you know, I think it's different for everyone. But I wrote down a few things. Some of these questions. Do you think art is a spiritual practice? You know, and I think right away, part of me is like, yeah, it is, man. It's totally a spiritual practice. But I think that's just part of me saying, oh, yeah, it's important. It's easy to get carried away with it, that, you know, that we are important in some way. And our ego is like, oh, yeah, I know something that you don't, you know, but you don't really. You just remember stuff and everyone else can remember it too. I think a lot about this kind of stuff. Do you think it's a spiritual practice? I don't think it's a spiritual practice. I think it's a practice. And just like any other practice, it'll keep you out of trouble. Just like after school baseball practice or some shit, you know? Or just a practice, you know, to tune in your brain, to keep your brain active, to keep, you know, sharp on anything, or to learn something, to grow in something, you know, like to get better at something, to focus your attention on something where you might not have any focus in your life. And, you know, you have total control, creative control over whatever you're going to paint or draw or art, whatever it is. I think a lot about this stuff. I think it can be a spiritual practice if spirituality is something that you need to make you, like, feel accomplished in some way. Like, I don't know what spirituality is, like, roughly, like a rough kind of vague thing when you think about it. It could mean all kinds of things. So I'm not saying it's bad or wrong. I'm just saying that it doesn't have to be spiritual. It can just be a practice. And the practice you can grow in, you can have goals in, you can use it as like a purpose, a direction, something to achieve, you know? So I think having art as a practice every day, like yoga, then, you know, it just keeps up your health, your mental health more than anything. Because, like, if you think, if you don't have anything to do, if you don't have any, even if you don't have a clear intention in art, the fact that you're practicing, it doesn't have to have meaning. It doesn't have to have a point. It can just be the fact that you're practicing it. It keeps you distracted from bad habits, keeps you distracted from, you know, doing the things you might not, are not so healthy for you, you know, or whatever. Like, it just focuses your attention. And for me, and I know it's not like this for everybody, but for me, the more I'd create and get into the creative more the mode, the more I get ideas to create. But like, it's not always about the ideas, which this guy yesterday I heard in this podcast say, he's like, it's, you know, it can be about inspiration all the time, or it can be about the grind. And then he's like, finding a balance in that is what's important, you know, being able to like grind out some stuff, but then be able to, you know, like seek inspiration and find, you know, some kind of like thing that sparks your attention to get you reinterested in it, you know, because you can get all stagnant in something that you do all the time. Like, say you do it for work and you're like, I don't want to do art and I don't have any ideas that I want to express. Like, what am I trying to express, you know? But art is not necessarily, doesn't have any rules. You're not supposed to express anything specific. You can, and that's something you can do. It's a choose your own adventure in it. You can create a story. You can create a, you know, like just an illustration of something that just is obvious. You know, you can take a jumble of different things and mash them all up together and create art. Or you can just, you know, go with a style that already exists and continue it and like explore where it could possibly go. You know, I think it's anything you want it to be, art. But, you know, saying it's one thing or another is kind of like putting rules on it. And there really isn't any rules. But the one thing I notice is that it can be a practice. It can be something that you use to benefit your health in some way. And I think it's like a technology. You know, I think art can be used as a technology, as a mandala, you know, to focus on while you meditate or while you're tripping really hard. It can be a portal. It can, shit, that mandala will start spinning and you'll just get sucked into it and it'll take you somewhere specific. If there was an intention behind the painting that made it, you know, if you're creating a portal, that's all art is a portal. You know, you're like, whatever emotion or whatever intent was behind it, whether what there was one or not, it's going to pull you somewhere. It's going to pull your attention into a certain feeling, a certain location, a certain vibe of some sort, you know, which is what brings me to like ideas. You know, where are all these ideas from that like we let go and let and give in to the art and just would things come out of us? You know, we just end up creating things we don't really know. Some of us know when we have certain attention that goes in specific directions, like I like spaceships, or I like, you know, the Southwest, I want to paint that a bunch, or like you have certain interests, but those interests are, you know, like what you're calling in. That's like, those are the filters you're experiencing your consciousness through the world. Like the world is a reflection of those interests, I guess I should say. And so is your art, you know, and your art tells a story because it's everything you showed interest in. It's everything you turned your dial to. It's all the vibrations you tune into. When you show interest, when you're excited about something, you're like, ooh, I like that thing, and you paint it. Or, ooh, I'm interested in that thing, you watch it. You're, like, entertained by specific music, certain genres, certain vibes, and then vibes. And then you put that in your art, whether you're conscious of it or not. We're like tuning forks, and we tune into those things by the things we put in our path, by the interest that we show. So, but you tune in, those things that come down through you, those ideas you get, is because you've been tuning in to those vibrations. So sometimes we're like, I don't know where I get these ideas, or this idea just came out of nowhere. I just thought, oh, I'll paint some buildings like this. And you're not thinking why or what. It was because you showed interest in it, and you like, it's not because you're reflecting, like, you know, exactly what you saw or what inspired you. It's that you're tuning into that same vibe of that specific genre of creativity, fantasy, sci-fi, whatever it is that you're, like, into, create, like, nature or whatever. Like, whatever you're interested in that you're doing, you're going to, like, conjure more of that in your awareness. So you'll get more thoughts of that, more ideas of that. So when you let go and you create, or when you randomly get some like amazing idea out of nowhere, it's not out of nowhere. It's because you were tuned into that. And so that even when you're tripping, even when you're dreaming, even when you're out of your body, you're going directly to where you've been conjuring your energy this whole time, wherever you've been building your consciousness, whatever chakra you're focused in the most, you know, it's kind of like when we die. And, it, you know, like what I keep hearing everyone say, is that, you know, heaven and hell, right? If you go to heaven and hell, depending on what you did in this life, if you were a good boy or not. So if you're a good girl and you go to heaven, right? Well, you don't, it's kind of like that. There's no heaven or hell. It's just whatever you were doing here, you're going to go after there. So the same thing applies with your energy and art or whatever you're focused on. Like whatever you go after right now, you're going to get in the next moment. It's like that Thich Nhat Hanh quote, whatever you, like, now that this moment creates the next, you know, so that whole law of attraction, it's not that, like, you're, like, tuning into it, and it's coming out of the ether, and it's going around the world and coming back to you, it's that you're just vibrating at that frequency, so that's what you perceive, and that's your consciousness, and so be able to, like, to be able to hold your consciousness after you die, and direct it specifically because you know where to go. That's just meditation practice, you know, right there. But I think that you can do that in art too. Like you can take art and focus on something your whole life, and then when, maybe upon dying or maybe upon reaching some portal of some sort, some void, you can step into it and step into your pure imagination to look straight up into a painting. I'm gonna go in there. I'm gonna dream into a painting. Not that because you created it, because it already existed, because you tapped into that painting or wherever that was. So I think when you become aware and are conscious that you've done this, that this is all you, that what you perceive is the tuning in of your consciousness through interest and excitement that you show, that you know, wherever you pull your energy, wherever you know, let it collect. It can grow stagnant though, and it cannot be convincing. When I think when it's stagnant, when you don't move the energy enough, you get bored and you get disinterested and you're like, ah, I don't really, maybe. You just don't know, you know, because maybe you're not practicing. That stagnant happens when you don't practice enough, when you're not movement. When there's no movement, it becomes stagnant and then becomes stale and old. You got to move it around, and sometimes you have to add things to it to move it out of the space. But some of the other things I wrote were, art can be addictive. It can be addictive. Like when you get that feeling of accomplishment when you finish something or when you sell something, that can become addictive. But I think we feel part of something when we can connect with other people through art, because it's like religion. We all need some kind of story to connect with. And when other people tell stories, it inspires us to tell our own story. And I think that's like a big part of art, you know, is not only can you experience somebody's art and use it like technology and have it bring you into a space of a certain feeling or a vibe or whatever. It's like reinforces what you were vibrating at. So say you like connect with a piece of art and you see it and you're like, wow, I really like that. The technique and the colors and the everything about it just really pulls me in, and I have to have it. When you get that painting and you connected with it like in the first place, it's gonna bring you back to that space, bring you into that feeling every time you see it. So that's like magic. It's conjuring that. It's a talisman, you know. It's a focal point for that specific vibe, and you're gonna bring more of that in your life. And if you know, collect art that heals, collect art that connects you with the whole. If you collect art that like is uplifting and vibrant and cheery and makes you feel good, it's cute, it's fun, it's, you know, like it just brightens your day when you see it, then, you know, how can you be in a bad mood if you're constantly bombarded with like a smiley face that, you know, right there on your wall when you wake up in the morning, you know? So what art is definitely something that can tune you into a specific feeling, especially if you connect with something a lot, then like get it, take a picture of it, you know, like keep it on your altar, whatever it is that you brings you to a certain feeling. It's like putting on your favorite song to put you in a good mood. I'm sure some of you have been in a bad mood and you're like, all right, I just needed some good tunes. And then it pulls you right into a good feeling. And that's what art is. That's, I think, we can't lose that. You know, it doesn't matter who created it. There's no rule to that. You know, the story helps people move in a certain direction. a lot of times. And arts, you know, stories sell art, you know, and you can tell a story through art, but it's how the person reacts to it that's the most important thing. It's not always the intent. I mean, the intent you put into it is the focus, and that might be what draws the person to it. But what really matters is, I think, is in right now, in this moment, is how that person reacts to it, you know? And if that person is reacting to that piece of art just to be a collector of it and then resell it so they can make some money, then that's a NFT, you know? It's, that's something that, like, somebody's buying to, it's a trading card. You know, how many people buy baseball cards and or even magic cards or anything that's collectible, or Pokemon, because of the art? How many people are buying it or collecting them because, you know, oh, I really like how they designed that character in 3D space? No, it's because you, if you could trade it, maybe you'll get something else for it that's worth more. It's like a trade. It's like some people with rocks and crystals, they're like, oh, I could resell this and make some money. Or they're like, wow, I really connect with the vibration of this. I'm going to hold it and keep it in my pocket for a long time. And I think, like, sometimes with the, I think NFTs could be a totally different thing where it's, like, valued more. Or, like, that guy in the podcast last night was saying how, like, every time you sell it, it, like, degrades it or something. So it would encourage people to keep it, or, like, buy art that you want to see every day and keep, like, maybe as an interactive holographic space or some shit, or, like, you could project it on your wall if it's something you really like, you know. And it brings it to why are you collecting art? Why are you getting it? Maybe to connect yourself with a certain vibration, right? That might be the purpose of collecting art for you. For me, maybe not for everybody. For some people, it's just to trade again and make a buck, you know. And is that a part of art you want to be part of, you know? It's an interesting one. It's interesting. I think it's, let's see, what else did I write here? What are my notes? Is it a spiritual practice? My mind says yes, but that's just, I feel like, an ego thing. It's just a practice that's important, I think. But I think it's wrong to make yourself important. Like, the whole fame thing, like, it's like that goes with the like, here's my product and buy it. And, like, everyone has a different value on stuff. It's funny how some people value time and effort, and some people value cheap and, like, you know, affordable, but it's not very good quality sometimes. You've only given it away. You know, giving it away is some of the best stuff. It's, I think people value when it's a gift sometimes more than when they buy something. You know, when someone gives you a gift, I know I value gifts, that's for sure. You know, I feel like the fame thing is kind of a scamish, because, like, especially in art, because when you raise another person up, you're like, oh, I can't do that. It's like the whole Jesus thing. It's like saying he was, like, more than human, you know, that he was not like us, that he was a God's son, that only one person can do that, you know. But he was straight up saying, anybody could do this. Whatever I'm doing, you could do too, you know. You could do better. So I think it's, you know, it's all your perception. If what you desire is something that is of equal frequency, then it's achievable. You know, you can, if you place your attention on what it is you want to bring in, then, and just be happy about it, like, enjoy art, just make art to make art and enjoy doing it. And through doing it, it opens doors to possibilities, to new thoughts, to new ideas. Like, not only is the art that you create a portal for you and for everyone else, it's while you're doing it, it's a portal. While you're creating, while you're in the mode of creation, you connect with that hyperpromorphic field, the global consciousness. So it's, you know, one person could have a thought and you can connect up on it. Like, that's not unheard of. You know, there's people doing stuff all over the world at the same time that have the same thoughts, that do the same things. And if we all connect, then that means, you know, nobody's better than anyone else. No one should be famous over anyone. It's just, we're all connecting to the same thing. And I think about this stuff a lot, that those ideas we get that are, we think are random, aren't random at all. They're very specific, and it's like a consciousness that's bleeding through all of us. And so somebody, you might see something in a movie that you connect with, and they're like, and you're like, did they put that in there on purpose? Was that, did they really make that on, is that something they did? And it might be, but it might also just be because we're all connected to the same thing, and that, like, we're picking up on a bigger consciousness, and some of that consciousness is not here yet. You know, it's not, it hasn't crystallized or formed into art yet. So we could be picking up on future art, on future stories, on other stories. We could be picking up on everything. And, like, not only does our consciousness connect to people in this realm, but people in other countries, but people on other planets, and things in other dimensions, you know? So we could be having the thoughts of a creature in another dimension, or even beings that live on this planet that we don't even know about. You know, but there could be, like, whole species of creatures hidden here on this planet, and we're picking up on their minds. Or we could be picking up on the thoughts of the trees. Why not? Like, they're all around us. Maybe we have these random thoughts because there's trees telling us stuff. And they're tree thoughts. They come, you know, in the, they're talking to us in the form of thoughts. You know, maybe when you go out into nature and you have specific thoughts, it's because you're vibrating at the frequency of that, the nature around you. You know, like, I think the less you maybe look at your phone or something, the less you connect with your social media status or something, or look at Instagram. You just, oh, look at these trees. I mean, don't take any pictures, you know, just sit there and drink water or something. I think eventually you connect with something that's nature, which could just be that pure source. Like, nature is just source coming through the filter of the earth. You know, and the earth is, her filters are, I guess, us. You know, how does the earth sense things? You know, through trees? There you go, right back to the trees. That's it. The earth's feeling things through trees. Those are like nerve endings, right? And so, how does the earth express itself? Through the thoughts of the trees that are sensing this environment. So if those thoughts going out into, they can't move around and do anything. So we're here to connect with trees and act out their thoughts. Maybe. Like whiskers. Yes. Let's see what else I wrote down. Do you think you're a reincarnated artist? Like, well, one, you have to believe in a reincarnation, right? I don't know, what is reincarnation? That's a hard thing to say these days. You know, there's all kinds of ideas of, like, what if, you know, what if we just step into another dimension when we die, you know? Or what if this is death? Or what if we're just dreaming after we die? Or what if we step into a void? And there's nothing, you know, like, so what is that, you know? What if you think you're an artist that's lived before? Maybe. But I think it's more likely that you're just tapping into their energy. I feel like dead people are floating around everywhere. You can just tap into them. Pet the planet. I don't think that we really have control over where our consciousness goes unless we practice using it in that way. And art can be a way of practicing where our consciousness should go. You know, if just like when you practice something over and over and over and over again, you can do it without thinking. You can do it without conscious effort. Like when you create, you're not thinking about how to shade something. You just do it. You're like, oh, this is the way it is. And you're not thinking about it twice. And every brushstroke and every pass of the pencil is exactly where you want it to be. It's not, there's no doubt, you know, you're just like in that direction. This is the end result, headed towards the end result. So, you know, I think reincarnation could just be a clever way of explaining away the mystery of it. But in reality, it's everything. Like, I always come back to anything you can imagine is real. And if you can imagine it, then that's where your attention will go. Coming right back to what I said earlier about whatever you focus on, that's where your attention will go. So if you're focused on your whole life, Jesus, 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 then when you die, you're going to see Jesus, right? Same thing with Buddha. If you're Buddha, you die, there's Buddha. Or if you're like, I really had this nice uncle, and then boom, there's an uncle, your uncle, you know? Like, I think it's whatever your attention is on and built up in, and then when you leave your body, when you drop away, that you're going to go whatever you collected, whatever thoughts were collected and harnessed the most and what you practiced the most of. So that could be a job. That could be art. That could be, you know, whatever it was. Like, what dreams may come. Remember how he stepped into that painting after he died? It kind of like that. Imagine a life full of paintings, and then you die and you step into a painting. Like, that's pretty freaking cool. That would be an amazing thing to have happen. But I think a lot about these things. Is there an end goal to art? I think there can be goals in art. Getting better at painting faces, getting better at painting hands, accomplishing something like a mural, or like selling a piece of art to like a TV station. Like, you can have goals in things, you know what I mean? Like, you can get your art on a cereal box. What I think is important is finding goals in art, whether it be a monetary thing or just like learning something. That's the greatest thing. You don't have to go to school. You can just set yourself a goal and be like, okay, I'm going to get better at this thing, and then work towards it. And that's like, I mean, call it therapy, call it, you know, expansion, call it focus, meditation, call it, you know, a lifestyle or a career. You can call it anything. Art is whatever you want it to be, and it can be all those things or one of those things. You know, I think it's fun. It can be fun, and it's important to find the balance in that, because sometimes we're like, oh, it's work, you know. But at the same time, it's a mantra. Every crochet stitch, every brush stroke, every time you clean your brushes, every time you tape the ends of a painting, it's that's just like ritual and mantras and affirmations. I am an artist. I am an artist. I am a musician. I am a painter. I am a this. I am that. I am these things. I am those things. You know, and if you're focused, if you want to harness things and conjure more things in your life that are a specific interest, then create them and surround yourself with them through art, through creativity. Listen to those songs, you know. Like, harness, it doesn't matter what genre it is to anybody else. It doesn't matter what flavor it is to anyone else. And I think that's important. It matters how you feel when you put it on, when you listen to it, when you consume that thing, you know. And I think if you're able to create music and then like listen to your own music and then create art out of that, from, you know, like to complete the circle, to have it all within your own realm, that's kind of cool too, you know. And be able to entertain yourself. You're like, this is all I need right here. Like, it's therapy. I've gotten to the point in painting and playing music where it just feels like I have no thoughts. I'm fully expressing myself, and I don't even know what it is I'm expressing. I'm just I'm just in that zone, you know, where you're just like playing notes, and some of them are bad and some of them are good, and you're like, well, this is what I'm supposed to do. And it feels like you're doing exactly what you're supposed to do, and not like, I don't know, I'm not sure, I don't know. It's just like reaffirming. It reaffirms, it like builds energy. You're like conjuring energy. So imagine a whole lifetime like conjuring that energy and building it up and building it up with excitement and enthusiasm for something specific. Then of course something else is going to come to you. Just things are going to fall into your lap that will bring you more of those experiences, I think. Each of us have that opportunity, I think, as human beings. The light, the source energy of everything, whether you call it God or just pure spirit or whatever, comes down through a human being, through all of the interests and filters we attach to ourselves, all the trauma, all the excitement, whatever you're putting on the field around you, that your aura, whatever you put in your aura, you're constantly putting things there. All your worry, all your excitement, all your sorrow, all your, you know, your health, all everything is in there, you know. And when that source comes down into you like an antenna, it comes through everything that you're projecting. So you're projecting onto that source all of these interests, all those filters, all those things that you're like focused on. And when that light comes down into you, it goes through those filters and is expressed through those filters, through those traumas, through those experiences you've attached to yourself in a lifetime. And then you get art. You get a story. You get a lifetime, a story, a cool biography, an interesting happening, you know, something that was created. And that lifetime is a creation. So everything you've attached to it is your choice. That's all your choice. That's all your artistic life is like a canvas, and that's your choices are your artistic expression. So everything that you choose to do, go to school, not go to school, eat this kind of food, not this kind of food, drink that, whatever, every choice of lifestyle that you choose to surround yourself with, the people, you know, the art, the colors, favorite things, like that's how you change your life. If you want to change it, that's how you stir the direction of interests, as you change your interests, show interest in more things, cultivate interest in the mundane, right? So everything that you perceive is interesting. Like you approach the whole world with wonder, and then more wonder comes in. More wonders in your path. The more you put it there, the more it'll come. The more sorrow you put in your path, the more you'll get. You know, seek things out that are healthy and full and lush and, you know, vibrant. You don't have to vibrate at the frequency of a hummingbird all the time. You can be a sloth. You know, and it's... So how do you wake up in the morning? Full of wonder, full of dread. Right? I think an artist is given the choice to be whatever he wants to be in art. Like, there's not just one kind of artist and not just one way to approach art. Because there is no rules to it, you know? Some people write the music first. Some people write the song first, like the words, you know. It's however you want to approach it, and it's worth it. That's the whole point, is that it's worth it, even if it's not for anyone else but yourself or your cat or whatever, you know. Like, you took the time to create something and you had all the choices at your fingertips. There was no limitations, and it's a really good example for the rest of your life, you know. Like, it limitations are perceived. Anything that you think you can't do is just a perception. It's just until you're like, okay, yeah, I could do that, then it just falls into place. So if you're always approaching everything with that no doubt, you know, just show interest and doors will open. Opportunities are everywhere. I think that's what we have to remember. And when we're down in the pit, we're down low, and we think there's nothing worth doing, then shut the fuck up and paint. because for some reason you attached yourself to a thought form that was not meant for you. Could have been a song you heard. It could have been something sparked it. Somebody else saying, I'm better. Or so, you know, just something. A little bit of somebody's greed rubbed off on you. A little bit of somebody's striving, grinding, hoping, wishing, lacking. That lack of mentality is kind of like viral. So be careful with that. If anybody's like, I don't have, I'm a victim, don't jump on their bandwagon. Don't go, yeah, right? Oh, doesn't the world suck? Then, because that's just inviting it in. Like, so when you set up that coat of many colors, when you surround yourself with every color and you set up your shield, you know, it crumbles at the moment you doubt things. You know, at the moment you give your attention, your energy to something else that's lower than the frequency you're trying to vibrate at. So find out why you do art. Sit down and ask yourself, if you had a guide you can contact that was on the other side of existence, what would you ask him? What would you ask her? For your purpose? An idea for painting? For a message? Hey, got any messages for the human race? If you could contact a spirit or an alien or a plant, if you could talk to it directly, what would you ask it? Like a genie, like a magical Google that knew everything. Like what? The mystic Google. The Google eye. The googly eye. That knows all. A space hug. I'd be like, what are those frickin' pyramids for? I'd say something like, can we meet up? Why are you still here? That's what I'd ask him. Why are you still here? Are you stuck too? Yeah, you know, if it makes you happy, do it more, right? That's what, see? Pure and simple. If art makes you happy, then do it. If it makes you happy, why would you not do it? And it's okay to make a mess. It really is okay to make a mess. It's okay to get paint on shit. Because when we're long gone, somebody's gonna go, oh, look, there's some paint on all of this shit. You know? You gotta leave your mark, man. Just put it everywhere. So when you're in the grocery store, people are like, oh, look, he's an artist. And then they're like, do you have art for sale? Or like, hey, I'm an artist too. Let's be friends. It's okay to make a mess. It's okay to spill paint water. It's okay to accidentally dip your brush in your coffee. It's okay to, like, waste paint. That's okay. Just grab a big old handful and just smear it on a wall or something. Like, feel what the canvas feels like with no paint on it. Just your fingertips. Just drag your fingertips across the canvas and feel that for a while before you put paint on it. You know, like, it's that approaching something like you're childlike, you know, when you're just no doubt, just a total discovery, exploration, fun, excitement, unknown. Like, I don't know what this does. What happens when you mix these two colors? But I think we can all just do more art. And then the stories that we share and the things that we come together about are over our creativity, and we can collaborate more. You know, we can overlay each other's art on top of each other's art and then create new worlds, just constantly expanding or coming together like they're puzzle pieces, because we're all tapping into the same energy. And it could be like a puzzle piece. You could see somebody else's art and be like, wow, that's exactly what I was thinking. But I think a lot about this stuff. We need to think in the way of how our art connects with other people's art and not how separate it is, you know, because art inspires other art, whether it be music or poetry or books or people talking in a podcast. That's creativity. Words are creative. When people can talk words and hold your attention, that's creative, you know. And if people are really good at telling stories, that like connects people to the same vibe, and then it like enhances that. It like brings the energy up. But I think if everyone just created more art, then we'd have a lot more to share, a lot more to talk about, a lot more stories to inspire other people to make more art. And it's not a competition, it's a collaboration. Through art, we inspire other people to do art. And if you create something, it could inspire someone else, older, younger, mutual, on the other side of the planet, like to do the same thing, to pick up a pencil and go, I want to try that, you know, because it's not, I think everyone initially knows that it's not a competition, that it's not about, you got to start somewhere. It's not about trying to one up each other or say, oh, I learned this first, or I figured this out, you know, or I learned the game. I know how to play it. I know how to sell art. I know how to do this, whatever. It doesn't matter. It just matters if you're doing it or not. Because you'd be talking about it all freaking day, but you're only, when you're in it, you know? And that's why I say cultivate the mundane, because if everything is a creative action, if all of your actions, if all of your movements, if your daily movements are creative, if everything is eccentric and kind of like spontaneous, at least fun, spontaneously fun. Like if you're not working, you know, if you're having fun while you're working, then it's not work, it's fun. And people pay you to have fun. People can pay you to have fun. And I mean, do you think it can't all just be like, you know, work? It can be fun and then be a mutual exchange of energy to where it felt like it was beneficial. It was worth it for someone to tune in, because then it inspired them to create themselves. They watched a movie and they were like, holy crap, I want to be an actor. They read a book and said, I could write a story. They, you know, they saw a painting and were like, I have something to paint. I have something I want to show people. You know, and being able to show somebody how simple it is. It's not even that hard. Being creative is not that hard. It's, everyone thinks like it's, you need some like great skill to be creative. You don't. You're doing it right now with your life, by the choices you make. You're doing it with like, anytime you clean your house, that's a creative act. Anytime you arrange something, organize something, put something away, that's a creative act. Anytime you move furniture, you know, anytime you, like, you're always doing creative things. If you are constantly worried about something, that's a creative act. That's creativity. That's your imagination gone wild. You don't have a chance to think about what you want to create because you're worried all the time. So stop worrying about stuff. You know, and conjure new technologies in art. What does healing look like? What does nostalgia look like in art? What is it? What do you want to feel and put that in art? What do you want to go to and put that in your music? Like, do you want an uplifting feeling? Do you want to feel energetic? Do you want to feel full of life and full of more creativity? Then create something vague. Create something that you can inject a feeling into. Instrumental music, you know, an abstract painting you can redefine every time you show it to someone or every time someone looks at it. You know, create a portal, a space of imagination for others to find inspiration. And like, you can be a portal of inspiration. Just the act of creating something is opening up that space for others to use their imagination. So it's never not beneficial. Like, even when it's ugly, even when it makes no sense, even when there's too much story involved, even when it's like attached to a whole Marvel realm or something, it's fan art, it still brings somebody to a new awareness, to a new consciousness, to a new idea, to a new, like, even if it's judgmental, even if you hate it, you know what I mean? Like, you still are using your imagination. So, what do you put in front of your face? What portals do you open up to what possibilities? I think that possibility is going to reflect the tone, the flavor, the color of your interest. How spicy is it? Is it cold? Is it hot? What are the adjectives there? Is it warm? Is it inviting? Is it healing? Is it disruptive? Is it chaotic? Is it, is it a discord? Is it in harmony? What is it that you're conjuring in? What are you calling in? Is it just a peaceful space, an open, clear, peaceful space? Then paint that. Put it into a song. Write a story about a peaceful, open, barren planet or a plain, somewhere that is just bells ringing and chimes and temple walls, you know, like full of incense and cushions and pillows. Like, it could just be anything. It could be like a pleasure palace created in your mind, and then, or created on a piece of canvas, created in a song. That's the beauty of creativity, is that you can take all that worry, all that frustration, all the lack of vibe, and use it, because that's creativity that's being wasted. All that, like, depression, you can turn that into something else. Like, say you don't feel right and you like want to get it out. A good idea might be just to paint some shit and just get out your upset feelings, but you could change your feelings by painting something that you want to feel. So redirecting your energy, you know, like you can take the example of being really pissed off and going for the first the heaviest heavy metal song you can remember that like helps you just rah, just express that I'm so frustrated and pain and rah, and you're like rah, and you put on that song and it's hard driving and it's like rah, and what does it do? It just brings you more into that feeling of rah, I'm so pissed still, I'm pissed. Where sometimes you'll put on a song that consoles you and you know you're like, oh, yeah, okay, we can be friends, I can forgive them, you know, like, it. So it's that choice of putting on a heavy metal song to express, to re-encourage your anger. What do you want to re-encourage what expression do you want to, like, reimburse? What are you putting your energy behind? Do you put on a happier song that has no lyrics, that's just uplifting, that brings you into a better mood? Something that has good, positive lyrics that will pull you out of the depressive state. You know, something that's like uplifting and like, whoa, yeah, it's worth, every moment is worth it. I need to like live my life to the fullest. That's what songs and stories and art is for, is to pull us out of those moments when we get attached to other people's thoughts who are already down there, or the thoughts of like oppressive thoughts, you know, because your thoughts are not always your own. When you're connected to this many people, you're gonna end up thinking about some shit that's not yours. Some people conjure and like snowball effect the negativity. They're like, oh, nothing is good and this is bad, and they just keep telling themselves with their imagination over and over the story of how bad it is and how they're the victim, and then it like affects people around them and it infects people around them, and they're like, why am I having these dark thoughts? It's because the people around you are having those dark thoughts, or you're letting them in some way. Oh, let's listen to some more heavy metal. It's a pathway. Art is a portal. And if you choose to like look at the darkness in art, then the darkness will come right through, you know? And it's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just how strong is your energy. Is your energy strong enough for that shit to not attach itself to you, to not let it affect you? You know, I mean, is that even a choice? I mean, are you just, maybe you're sensitive to all energy, so like you won't even realize the stuff that's influencing you until it's too late. You're like, why did I listen to that music? Why was I, why was I talking about those subjects and not constantly talking about what do I want to achieve and what goals I'm looking towards and what feelings I'm trying to express, how I'm trying to seek out love in things and what I'm connecting with in this world that brings me joy. It's showing interest in things that don't bring you joy. Imagine finding happiness and joy in everything, even the darkest things. So do art because it's worth it. Not for anybody else, but for yourself. Doodle on a piece of paper. You don't have to do this huge project. You don't have to think anything out. There's no rules. You just have to pick up a pencil or a brush or something. That's it. That's all. The rule is you got to get stuff. You got to have stuff. But after that, you're good. Just got to get the stuff. And then you can move forward and like explore it and have fun. It's like an interface with this world. Creativity is your app. You know, it's your superpower. You get to use it on this plane to conjure things. You know, and it can be as complex or as simple as you want it to be. But if you harness your focus in one direction all the time, you're going to get more of that. And so just make a list. Lists are great. Make a list of things that you want to harness and bring in. Kindness, good food, health, you know, creativity, connection, looking people in the eyes, more hugs, you know, a beautiful skyline, clean air, clean water, animals that talk, you know, like oceans that are plentiful and full of fresh fish, you know, like an abundance of everything. You know, look at all the things in your life that you have an abundance of: people, smiles, you know, food, access to food, you know, good conversation, people to spend time with over the holidays, you know, family, friends, pets. Like, there's so much to appreciate that's just all around us that, like, if you just stay focused on that stuff, then more good stuff will come into it. It's just when we use our imagination to it's so obvious, you know, like, you're like, I'm worried all the time, I'm thinking about this stuff, and then it just, like, starts to vibrate at that, you know, that way. It's a huge test, you know, for some to be able to keep their attention on the positive, you know. But I think surrounding yourself with like good people, you know, good music, good, you know, keep yourself centered in your heart and constantly look at healing things, talk about healing things, you know, bringing healing into your, that's the greatest thing in art, I think, is to be able to like cure yourself of just depression. Be able to cure yourself of melancholy, to be able to cure yourself of oppression, to be able to cure yourself of the lack of mentality, the feeling that you have no creative control over your life. You have every single control and ability to change the shape on a piece of canvas, to change the color, it's all your choice. It's a perfect example. And in however long you take to make that art, that's exactly what you're doing with your life. Every choice is like your masterpiece. This is your masterpiece and you're creating it right now. This moment is creating the next. It's that easy. Imagination, motivation. Subscribe. Follow. Turn on the little bell thing.